Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Come on, give it up for Jesus today. Let's try that again. Give it up for Jesus today. Isn't he good? Merry Christmas. All of our locations, you can be seated. I tell you what, I am excited about today because it's all day. We're going to be hanging out together. And then our Christmas Eve services, if you're watching online today, of course, get to Sunset Hills, Earth City, Weldon, Ferguson, RPC, here, wherever you're at, because Jesus is the reason for the season. Today, we're actually going to talk a little bit about the gift of peace, because oftentimes we get to thinking about things that we don't have instead of the things that we do have, and then we lose our peace. Our peace is an inside job. Somebody ought to shout amen to that today. And you know, when we were little, you know, we always wanted the big gift. Remember that? You're like, I want the big gift. Raise your hand. A big gift, big gift. And a lot of the ladies that are single are going to know it's a lot better to get this size gift. Come on now, go with me right now. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it, huh? Come on, right? And this ring, this box here, quite frankly, could have something of way more value than the bigger box. So it's really not about the contents or the size of the box, it's the content on the inside of the box. In fact, years ago there in St. Louis, we did something cool, decorated. Anybody decorate the outside of your house, you know? And so I don't know why we do that. We got lights and stuff. And so we decorated some big boxes and wrapped them and put them out front. And I was thinking about, you know, people that are driving by obviously knew I don't want to steal those packages because, not because we had a ring camera, because we didn't. But there was nothing of value in the box. Everybody assumed there's nothing in the box. And I was thinking about that, the fact that a lot of times we look wrapped up on the outside, we look together on the outside, but on the inside, things just are not valuable. Somebody ought to get a hold of that today. So God has this gift called peace. Everybody shout peace.
Peace.
And the gift of peace is really everything. He is, the Bible said that Jesus came into the world and he doesn't just have peace. He's not like pretty good at peace. It said that he is the Prince of Peace. Every campus, shout there with me. He is the Prince of Peace. So this peace that he gives you peace, satisfaction, tranquility, happiness. Because if you're not careful, you just get caught up and you lose your peace. Driving down the road, thinking about something somebody did to you. Anybody ever done that? And all of a sudden your peace is gone. Anybody ever been in the shower technically alone and all of a sudden a person hits your head and you're like, my gosh, you're scrubbing like crazy, right? Because your peace is gone. But there's the peace that you can tap into that helps you. But oftentimes people don't understand. In fact, I'm going to show you a little bit of video in a second. You don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is I'm looking for. My grandson, he's 3, which is a great age. And we celebrate because we live in different cities and so on. We figure out a date that works. Well, this date for us, Christmas Day for us, was Friday. And so Liam opens his package, and check this out.
What is it, Papa?
Can I give you a good one? You gotta get help.
Hey, rip this
big
hole.
Big muscles.
There you go.
What is it?
Wow.
Oh my gosh, look.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's a Paw Patrol cup.
I love that he's like, I don't know, but I'm excited about it. And when I recorded that video, I thought, I'm going to use that Sunday. First of all, if you're a preacher's kid, it's coming out. I got a lot of sermons to do. But when he said, I don't know, I thought, isn't that like us a lot of times? We get saved, we receive Jesus. We say, well, what does that mean? I don't know. It means that you're delivered, that you're blessed, that you're favored, that the goodness of God is on the inside of you, that you're going to be at the right place at the right time, that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Somebody ought to shout, I know. So when you kind of unwrap it, you realize that this peace that God gives us, the enemy is always trying to steal the peace. Romans, check it out. Romans 15, verse 13, St. Louis. May God, the source of hope, he doesn't have hope, he is the source of hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in him. So your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I love that he is the source of hope and all joy and peace, which means your faith in him. It has a lot to do with your faith in him.
That's right.
You know, when I was growing up, yeah, there was an old saying that said, you never know what the Lord's going to do. Anybody ever heard that? You know, you never know what the Lord's going to do. It's kind of like he's a wild card. He's undependable. He's an alcoholic. You know, you just never know what he's going to do. You just never. No. We do know what he's going to do because he said, I'm the Lord and I change not. That's one verse. Then he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's going to love you whether you're good or whether you're bad. You know, doesn't he know when you're good and bad? Here's the neat thing about him. God doesn't examine you. He examines the sacrifice. So when Jesus, if we see a Christmas tree this weekend, and it has a light on it, you could technically think, wait a minute, I'm going to think about the tree that Jesus hung on, and he is the light of the world. And you could say, hey, when God sent Jesus to die, it's because that we had sin in our lives. Anybody got some sin in your life? Raise your hand. If you didn't raise your hand now, you got more sin than you had a second ago because you just lied in church. Let's try that again. How many of y'all got some sin in your life, right? So we sin, we fall short. So God knew that. So we know God sent his son, Jesus, through the Virgin Mary. I love that thing that's going viral on TikTok. It's like, Mary, did you know? And the guy pops up and said, of course she knows. The angel told her, okay? So Mary did know. So Mary now gives birth to the physical body of Jesus. And now we have the ability to receive Jesus. And many of you at our campuses today, you did that with the campus pastor. You prayed that prayer and you received Jesus. By the way, that's the greatest decision you'll ever make in your life because it changes everything in the trajectory of your life, both here and forevermore. Somebody put a big amen on that.
Amen.
So God, when he looks at us, he doesn't look at our sin. He looks at Jesus. He doesn't examine you. He examines Jesus, and he was the spotless Savior. So now, if any man be in Christ, this is an incredible gift, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become brand new. And what I'm trying to tell you today is that when you really examine the gift that Jesus gave you, he gave you the gift to not feel guilty anymore. And this certainly doesn't give us a license to sin or to be mean or be ugly. But the fact is, when you realize what God did for you, you won't be saying, I don't know, what is it? You're going to be like, oh my gosh, he did all that for me. And that'll make you want to take time out of your weekend and say, you know, some people say, well, you know, if I'm going to church on Christmas Eve, I'm not going to, you know, church Christmas Day, because after all, I don't want to be like over the top about this thing. When Jesus is the Lord of your life, this birthday is not about us. Come on, somebody. It is about Jesus. And we got to bring that into our family's life. Somebody ought to go with me on this right now. Because if you didn't get the memo, the world's jacked up. When you unwrap the United States of America, it's messed up. And so what we have to do, we're the church. At all of our campuses today, there's thousands of you at these many locations. It didn't start out as a big church. It started out as a small church with 180 people. My dad died 20 years ago, and we took those 180 people and turned it into what it is today. You know how we did it? One sinner at a time. And I started as the first sinner that God saved by grace. In fact, when I got saved, the devil cried and said, we lost a good man today. We lost a good guy today. So I always try to identify with your pain point, because the enemy's always telling you what you're not. And you overexamine yourself, and then you feel bad about you. I want to go down a trail for a minute that I went down this week with a person, and they were overesteeming, overvaluing the power of a satanic attack. Now, I want to go on the record and say that I believe the devil's real. Raise your hand if you believe the devil's real. I always like to do this at every campus. Wave your hand, because if you don't wave your hand, we got to talk to you about the devil is real, and he's the guy that told you that, and why are you talking to the devil? Right? So the devil's real. So if the devil's real, then God is real. Raise your hand if you believe in God. Okay. So now we got these two forces. And it's not like we're watching going, I wonder who's going to win. No. God already won 2,000 years ago. So the enemy oftentimes will try to get you to over-inspect an attack. So I had a friend that something happened to their daughter, then something happened to their son, and then something happened to them, and this all happened in a week, and then they were kind of over-examining it, thinking, man, can you pray for us? And certainly I will. But good things happen to bad people. Sometimes there's multiple things that happen in a row, And when they happen in a row, I don't want you thinking, man, something must be wrong with me. I've been bad. No, we have been bad, but Jesus has been so good. And when you realize that, it takes the pressure off of you inspecting you, because if we inspect you, it's not going to be good. Come on, raise your hand today. I was in the back room a minute ago, and they always tell me, somebody DM'd me one time, and they said, they're really mean on Instagram and so on and Facebook. And so the person said, you don't have a forehead, you have a five head. And I went, I do. I might have a five and a half head. Which is a lot of people in Florida got offended. They're like, it's okay, we like your five head, okay? But I was in the back and I was powdering, which takes a lot of powder to cover this square footage. And I was back there because if I don't do it in St. Louis, they go, man, on these big LED screens, you're just like glaring and you can see your skin spots. And so I was back there and I was trying to see how bad it was. And then I got powder all over myself. And then I looked and thought, this looks weird, this thing hanging off the side of my head, this microphone. And I started freaking out and I thought, just forget it. I'm going to quit inspecting me and I'm going to go out and I'm going to do the best job that I can do. Hey, I'm 54 years old, somebody. Come on, I don't look half bad with my five head. And for the guys that are bald headed here, God only made a few perfect heads and he put hair on the rest of them. Can I get an amen? He had to cover this thing up. So when God unwrapped Jesus, he unwrapped your forgiveness, your freedom, your happiness. And then when you realize that, unlike Liam, he's like, I don't know what it is. I got a video that I saw on TikTok this week, and this kid definitely knows what it is. Check this out.
You forgot to open something. You forgot to open that.
Come on, is that kid happy or what? I want a better clap for that guy. That kid, he saw it and he's like, first thing, this is what we do, we see Jesus, like, oh, Jesus! And then we're like, when I think about the Lord, how he healed me, come on, how he healed me. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? When you think about how good God has been to you, when you think about how he saved you from the wreck, he saved you from COVID, he brought you back to life, I'm here to tell you, this is the greatest gift of all. His name is Jesus. Give him praise today. Give him praise. Yeah! This is where a preacher goes, ah! Sometimes you don't even know what to say. You just go, ah! Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, you got an extra gift. You got to sit by me today. Look at, won't he do it? Won't he do it? 1 Timothy 6:12. It's kind of funny. I laugh sometimes because you guys are rowdy and Earth City's a little rowdy and different. But our church in St. Louis is 70% Catholic and Lutheran. So I could just imagine a lot of people going, won't he do it? 1 Timothy, but you do you. Whatever you do that. Look at your neighbor and say, you do you, you do you. How are you doing? 1 Timothy 6:12. Watch this. Fight the good fight of faith. Sounds like there's a fight to this thing. You got to fight for it. So there is a fight to keep your peace. And I oftentimes say, sometimes the greatest fight to faith you fight is the fight you keep from fighting in your mind. Because the enemy will come in and say, you're not going to make it, or you're a bad mom, or you're a bad dad, or you're never going to come out of this situation. Listen, God works all things together for your good. And if I had one Christmas wish for you today, it would certainly be that you would be a friend to sinners. I got a text a moment ago, and I was looking for my phone. I said it there, but somebody took it in. I got a text from a preacher who had a failure. About 2 years ago. He sent me the nicest text today, and I sent it to my directional leadership team because this is who we are. It basically says, thanks for being a friend of a sinner. Thanks for being a friend to the down and out. Thanks for being a friend of somebody who was good and well-known, but now is nothing. Thanks for taking the heat from other people and standing beside me when nobody else would. He goes on and on and on. I don't say that to brag on me. I just, when I read it, I wanted to send it to our leadership team and say, this is who we are. This is what we do. And I guess what? We're all sinners. None of us deserve to be here. I want a good amen on this right now. And for all of us, none of us deserve this free gift. So let's do this. Let's stop judging people. Let's stop getting caught up in everything that's going on in the world and watching the news, and they're trying to pit one American against another American. At the end of the day, if there's a trouble or a trial, I've found that good people end up coming together, and there's a lot more good people than bad people. There's just some bad people trying to separate the good people, and I'm here to tell you, we serve a good God. In Faith Church, we're going to make a difference in the world. We're going to start a revival that's going to infiltrate the world full of love and peace and tranquility and holiness. But guess what? It's worth fighting for. Fight the good fight of faith. By the way, a good fight obviously is the one you win. You don't come after a fight, you got two black eyes, a bite out of your ear. That really happened. Remember that? One of your arms hanging off and you go, that was a good fight. It doesn't look like it was a good fight. It looked like you got whooped. But a good fight is when God works all things together for your good. A good fight is when the devil says you're over, Joseph, and God said you've just begun. You were in the pit, but you're heading to the palace. Somebody ought to get excited about this today. This is a gift, man, that keeps on giving. It's a good gift. Look at your neighbor and say, this gift is better than I thought it was. By the way, side journey, not in my notes, but will you allow me to just go down a rabbit trail for 1 minute? Some people, Nicole won't even like the story because I bought her a Louis bag. Anybody ever heard of a Louis Vuitton bag? And I bought her a bag, and today, on the way to church, she's, you know, rummaging around in the bag. She goes, this zipper is broke again in this bag. It's the third time this zipper broke in this bag. She took it back to Louis and said it broke. She took it back to Louis and it broke. Then she took me and told me, I got to go out of town and preach. But you go to Louis Vuitton, you tell him, I ain't sending this bag back one more time. You're giving me a brand new bag. Papa got a brand new bag. Somebody ought to help me right now. And so I had to go to Louis and tell him, and they ended up doing it. They gave me another bag. But would you believe that that bag is defective as well? She said, the bag I got at Target, the zipper works good. The bag I got at Target, it'll last for years. And so she was griping. I said, hey, guess what? Apparently, God bless me. All your new bags are coming from Target. Want me to do it? But my point is sometimes people put a lot of value on a brand name, but the quality might not be there. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you, when you expect Jesus, I said when you expect Jesus, upon further examination, he's bigger than we thought he is. He's more powerful than we thought he is. He's sweeter than we thought he is. He's full of more grace than we thought. If you say, what is it? It's Wonderful Counselor, Redeemer, Mighty One, Everlasting Father. Give God praise in his house today. I give you 10 seconds to do it. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. I got a feeling there's a lot of guys going to Target today. I got you the bag you had. Pastor said this is the recommended bag. No more Louis. Meet me in St. Louis at the Target. Oh, man. What a Christmas sermon. I promise. If you bring your friends back for Christmas Eve tonight, I promise you, I'll calm it down. But it's just family today. This is family Christmas, and then we got everybody Christmas. Colossians. Let's go there. Colossians. You're going to love this. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ, notice we don't achieve it. We received Christ Jesus as our Lord. Continue to live your lives in him. This is what happens when you come to church on the weekend, verse 7. You get rooted up and built up in him. You get rooted and built up in him. Yes. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught. So you come to church and you get taught. And then you start overflowing with thankfulness. Yes. Yes. Have you ever had a day when you were hateful? But then have you had a day where you were grateful? I'm going to try it again. Anybody ever had a hateful day? Anybody ever had a grateful day? How many of you might even started out this morning a little hateful, but now you're grateful? Some of y'all are hateful, but now you look and said, I never bought a Louis. I got a Target. I'm thankful. But I noticed that you can't be hateful and thankful at the same time. Even when my grandson didn't know what he got, he said, what is it? I don't know. But how many of y'all heard expectation? I think I like it. My grandma bought it for me and Papa bought it for me. I bet it's good. Sometimes you just got to trust God. And so when you're rooted and you're grounded to him, you'll overflow in thanksgiving. But if you're watching the news, it starts eating at your roots. It starts pushing your tree over. And it starts making you focus on the bad things of the world instead of the good things of the world. Listen, you're doing better than you think you are. I just heard the Holy Spirit say that on the inside of me to say that. Someone to say it again. You're doing better than you think you are. You're at church today. Who would have ever thought? Did you go to church in the morning? You come to church Christmas Eve. What in the world's going on? You must be on the right path. Verse 8 says, see that no one takes advantage or takes you captive through hollow, deceptive philosophy, which there's a lot of that going on. It depends on human tradition or humanistic thoughts that we're thinking. These are spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For Christ, we're talking about Christmas right now. For Christ, all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form. So when God came and he sent Jesus and he became a man, he put on all bodily form. That's what it's saying. And now this wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, is now living with us, but it's better than that, guys. He's living in us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So if you don't have any money, because Taco Bell now is $43 for like two Mexican pizza. Has anybody ever noticed this right now? And so you say, hey, can I get half a Mexican pizza? The Christ is in you when you're doing that. When you're going to the gas pump and you're like, you know what? How much can I get for $3? And they're like, two drips. You go, Christ is with me. So you're not allowing circumstances and problems to define your happiness. You're saying, I'm happy whether I have a lot, that's what St. Paul said, or I'm happy if I don't have a lot. But the important part is being happy. So the way you get happy is realize that happy is on the inside of you, and the authority to walk in that happiness is not anybody else's job. It's an inside job. Mm-hmm. Anybody like me, and hopefully you're not. But when I go to the mall to buy stuff for people, I struggle. It's not because I don't want to bless them. It's just I struggle finding things for people because I find a lot of things for myself. Come on, raise your hand. I do not mean this in a materialistic way. It's just facts. And I'm like, oh, those pants are $23? Those are like $60 pants. They're lying to me in Florida. Come on, St. Louis, work with me a little bit. You want to buy for other people, but you're like, hey, I don't have a lot of time to shop for myself. It's rare when I find it. And then you go and you look at the cart and realize, it's a lot of stuff for me. I better hide this in the garage. But isn't that the way we are? See, the way we are, there's something in us that we think about ourselves a lot. But the neat thing is you have the ability to pick for yourself or to pick for other people. But you tend to pick for yourself pretty good. In fact, there'll be pictures taken, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Your family's going to take a picture. And be honest with me right now, in Jesus' name, because you've been lying a lot. But when they take the family picture and they flip the phone around, who is the first person you're going to look for in the picture? I'm going to try it again. Who's the first person? Come on, our city, Sunset, Weldon, Ferguson. You're going to look for you. You don't care if your husband looks like he had a stroke at that moment. As long as you were up, puckered up, and the chin was up, and your eyelashes are on fleek. Come on, somebody. You're like, I look good. Your husband. I bet on that shot my big old five head looked really good. Some person on my staff probably going to screenshot that and send this to me. But here's the good part about being okay with looking at your picture first. You have the ability to determine whether or not you're going to receive this gift that you're going to pick out for yourself today called peace. And it's not based on your mother-in-law. It's not based on your father-in-law. It's not based on, well, you said we're going to be here at this time, and they said we ought to be over here, and if we don't show up there, and my gosh, whatever you do, don't bring your macaroni because grandma will get upset because we got to pretend her macaroni's good. Does this sound familiar in some form? Okay, but you have the ability to go, you know what, today I'm giving macaroni to the Lord. I don't even care. Or you can even split the difference and go, I'm keeping it in the car, and you run outside. If people take a smoke break, you can take a macaroni break just real quick. There's more than one way to have your peace. In other words, you're the authority of you. So you need to realize that you've been buried with him in baptism. You've been resurrected with him to a new life. And you're getting ready to prepare yourself for the greatest year of your life. The open door, somebody go with me, in 24 is going to exhibit things like you've never seen before. But you got to expect that you're worthy of it, not of yourself, but Jesus gave it to you. Everybody shout, I'm expecting.
I'm expecting.
Verse 13 says, when you were dead in your sins, in uncircumcision of the flesh, you did whatever you wanted you to do, God made you alive with Christ. Mm-hmm. What a gift, guys. He forgave us of all our sins. Yes. Not some of them, not part of them, all of them. I looked up all in the dictionary. You know what it means? All. Everything. So not just the sins that you have committed, but the sins that you don't know you're going to commit, that you didn't even plan on committing, and even the ones you planned on committing. God has the ability and the grace to forgive you. God made us alive with him. Look at that one more time, verse 13. God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us of all our sins. Verse 14, it gets better. Canceled out all the charges of the indebtedness that stood against you and condemned us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Then he disarmed powers and authorities and made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it on the cross. So when you see a Christmas tree, you need to say, that's a tree that Jesus hung on. He was the light of the world, who has lit my path, who has freed me forevermore. I'm alive with him. I'm happy with him. I'm at peace with God. And better yet, I'm going to be at peace with myself. Give God praise today. Am I helping anybody besides myself? Come on, wave your hand. All right, stand with me where everybody's standing. And I want you to know this. The enemy is going to keep doing what he's doing, which is trying to discourage you. And then if you only come to church every once in a while, you'll be like my grandson, open up the gift and go, what is it? I got saved. What does that mean? Well, it means that you're redeemed. It means that hell's plan for your life is over. Yeah. It means that the goodness of God is going to overtake your life in every area. When I look out of Honor Our Champions, I was there today and on the front row here at the high school, and I promise you, I do this every week when I'm here. When I'm worshiping God, and worship's so incredible, we sang all the same songs at every campus. We have the most amazing singers, and I don't even know how we facilitate this at so many places. And I close my eyes and I begin to see all the 2,400 seats there at Sunset Hills. Begin to see familiar faces that I see there every other week. Then after that, after I begin to pray for the people there in that room, I picture that giant auditorium at Earth City, and you may be sitting there right now. Now I'm thinking about how the hallway, when you leave today, you'll go out in that big major lobby and the coffee bar, and thousands of you today will walk through those hallways, and I begin to see the familiar faces and I begin to pray for you. Talking about Willie. Talking about Julie Thompson. Talking about Pastor Mike and his family there. Talking about Pastor Phil and Weldon. And Nia and Ryan and all those at Ferguson and RPC and Byron. Everybody that's there. I went in my mind to every campus and I prayed for you today. I want you to know that during worship. I pray that God would open up your heart so the sermon that I preach today would be mostly the Lord and not a lot of me. And even the parts of me that would be seen would be the parts that God created me to be, in the forehead, the five head, the funny stuff, and the target bag. All that just came to me while I was on stage. So you're kind of laughing while you're taking your medicine. This is a different kind of church, and you're going to have a different kind of year. But I promise you today is the day that if you'll get a hold of this message and you'll grab a hold of it, it'll be the best Christmas of your life.